Once a not-so-mod neighborhood with hulking buildings, long empty since their days as factories and food processing plants, the South End of Burlington is seeing much better days. With the South End Art Hop, a three-day destination for over 30,000 visitors to explore the dozens of art galleries and spaces and the local businesses that transform themselves into galleries, the South End is hopping. Recently, Adam Brooks, the new executive director of the South End Arts and Business Association, or SEBA, stepped away for a few moments from last-minute Art Hop preparation and talked with me about what makes the district unique, the event itself, and talked about what having art means to its community. Adam, thanks for coming in. First off, what is the South End?
We go from the lake all the way to Shelburne Road as it comes down to St. Paul Street, and then all the way to Main Street in downtown Burlington. So it really covers a large area. The South End is a really, really unique area of Burlington. It's the very first and I believe the only arts district in the state of Vermont. And that's really due to the large concentration of artists. But it's also the commitment on the property owner's behalf of turning these old warehouses and buildings into artist studios and creative incubator spaces. So it really has a different vibe from the rest of Burlington. It's a fantastic place to work, to live, and also to play in.
So historically, was the South End an artsy place in town?
It used to be all warehouses. Our building, for instance, made bristles for brooms. The Maltex building was cereal, Vermont-made maple syrup. So about 30 years ago, we really started to see a transition in the South End where folks like Steve Conant and Ray Unsworth took these old buildings and renovated them and opened them up to new entrepreneurs. Rather than raise the building or move something else in, that was a choice they made, and it's turned out well.
One of SEBA's taglines is where culture meets commerce. Can you talk about that?
We're there to represent all artists, all creative types, all creative businesses, and really fusing the two of those together. The Art Hop is really designed to drive people into those businesses, into those industries, to look at art, to buy art, to get exposure for artists. And that's at the crux of what we do, is we're there to support the artists and the creative businesses.
So that idea is ideal. Is it working? I mean, are the residents who live in the South End, do they also get involved in their neighborhood and the art galleries there?
The folks that live in the South End love the South End. And I think that's the same. The same is true for the large businesses like Dealer.com and Lake Champlain Chocolates. A lot of people live in the South End because they want to. They don't want to be in any other place in Burlington. And Dealer.com, of course, you know, has opportunities to move. And they just opened up a new facility down on Lakeside. They've made a commitment to the South End because they love it. They love the creative vibe.
What makes the Art Hop important?
You know, the reason it's important is for the businesses down there. They don't have a church street. They don't have a waterfront. They're tucked away. They might be hard to find. This is an opportunity for folks to get in there and see what we have. We're going into our 22nd year, and certainly it has grown tremendously, both with attendees but also sites participating. The way that I look at it is it's a great community event. You will run into people that you haven't seen in years. You will, you know, mull over a piece of artwork and run into five friends while you're doing that. I think it's really a relationship building. I think it's really a community building event that centers around art and creativity.
You know the movie It's a Wonderful Life? When Clarence the Angel takes George Bailey to see what Bedford Falls would look like if he weren't around. So tell me, what would the South End look like with no SEBA, with no Art Hop, no artists?
To be honest, it's some new developments, of course, happening in the South End, but it's really the creativity that drives the South End. Again, you don't get that anywhere else in Burlington, and you would lose, I think, a lot if you did not have an Art Hop, if you did not have that mass concentration of artists.
And when you look around this arts district, to you, is there anything missing?
Well, the South End has grown quite a bit over the past couple of years. You know, you look at the South End Kitchen, which provides food, which is something that that we haven't really had a whole lot of down there. And we do have Queen City Brewery is down there, Citizen Cider is down there, Zero Gravity will be moving down there. So all of a sudden, you're starting to see a little bit more of a not really a nightlife aspect, but a difference. And I think that's great for the South End. Certainly, more artists would be great. I think it's the entrepreneurs that come in there and build something.
What's new with the Art Hub this year?
We have a lot of new sites. And so the Flying Cloud Gallery is new. They're at Kelleher, Samets, and Volk. So we're excited to have them be a part. The South End Kitchen is another one. South Gallery, which is at RL Photo on Sears Lane, features about 40 different artists' works. And this year we've actually brought in, we've worked with Vermont Comedy Club to bring in a couple of comedians.
Why is having art accessible important?
People appreciate art. They're not afraid of it. And I think that makes for a better community.
The South End Art Hop is September 5th through 7th, and you can find a link for the events at vpr.net.